Do statues have power? Throughout human history, people built statues. These statues, icons, monuments, they have historical, cultural, national, and religious significance. They communicate ideas, values, concepts, and principles throughout generations, across the generations. They keep us connected to the past, also project us to the future. Statues are very powerful. Today, we are going to talk about the power of the Buddha statues. Why did Buddhists build Buddha statues? Buddha himself was a great communicator. During his lifetime, he used communication in a very effective way to propagate the Dhamma through dialogues, sermons, and sometimes using parables, stories, poems, and many other ways he communicated the Dhamma. One of the great success of the Buddha is that his great communication skills. After his great passing away, the followers of the Buddha also used effective communication in a very creative way to propagate the Dhamma. Buddhist arts, iconography, and architecture are used to communicate the Dhamma. Buddhist paintings, sculptures, poems, songs, dramas, stories, and in modern day movies and films, all these were used to communicate the teachings. They communicate the Dhamma to all walks of life. The Buddha statues, in fact, were very powerful in communicating the sublime teachings of the Buddha. During the lifetime, the Buddha dedicated almost 45 years of his life to teach the Dhamma tirelessly. Even though he has passed away, even today, the Buddha statues are propagating the Dhamma in 24 hours, 7 days a week. Imagine a huge Buddha statue built at a cross junction of a major city in a Buddhist country. This huge Buddha statue will inspire the followers to Dhamma practice. If a non-Buddhist were to come across such a huge image, he might ask the question, who is this person? What did he do in the history to build such a huge image in his name today. What is his teaching? So this can be a point of learning for a non-Buddhist. In ancient world, imagine the Silk Road, which was almost like international highway. So Bami and Buddha statues were directly facing the highway, and the travelers who come from various countries and regions who came across these huge statues most probably started to wonder and ponder about the Buddha and his teachings. So Buddhist statues became powerful tools of communication to communicate his sublime teachings to the people. Buddhist statues, they communicate the Dhamma in different ways. The statues are made in different postures. In fact, at the very beginning, Buddhist artists were hesitated to make Buddhist statues because they thought it is impossible to make the Buddha as an image. It is impossible to represent his physical and mental qualities as a human being. Beginning stage we see when the Buddhist artists communicate the Dhamma in the place where they wanted to have the Buddha, they used symbols like Dhamma wheel or Bodhi trees. But eventually, they managed to build the image. Until the 2nd century BC, we do not come across the Buddhist statues. Well, after the artists started to use the image, they used them in a very effective way. Different postures and gestures that the Buddha statues depict are known as mudras. Not like the image and the statues of certain deities, Buddhist statues do not carry weapons, or they do not look so fearsome. But instead, Buddhist statues look very calm, serene, peaceful, happy and joyful appearance. Among many gestures, one of the important gestures is known as Abhaya Mudra, gesture of friendliness, free from fear. In these statues, usually Buddha is standing, and his right hand, the right arm is bent and raised to shoulder height. Palm is facing forward and fingers close and pointing upward. The left hand is resting by the side. So this is depicting fearlessness, non-violence. Buddhism is a teaching of non-violence, tolerance, understanding, and compassion. Buddhism was propagated throughout the world without shedding a single drop of blood, in a peaceful way, non-violent way. Buddha encouraged the development of virtue based on compassion and understanding. With this understanding, he introduced precepts, ethical principles. If someone were to follow these ethical principles, that person will bring non-violence. He will give freedom from fear to uncountable number of beings. So Buddha is depicted here as someone who is friendly, non-violent, and giving freedom from fear to all the living beings. And he also encouraged the non-violence and the freedom from fear by introducing the ethical conduct, training in higher virtue. Another Buddhist statue that we can see is Buddha in his meditation posture, Samadhi Mudra. The statues are depicted as profound wisdom, serenity, peace. So this communicates a very important message again. On the path of the Buddha towards enlightenment, meditation is very important. Each and every human being has got potential capacity to develop the mind in a wholesome way. Without developing the mind, enlightenment is impossible. Another Buddhist statue that communicates the Dharma in a very effective way is the Buddhist statue that you can see Buddha is in a cross-legged posture. His left hand is resting on the lap, and the right hand is touching the ground. This is known as earth witnessing posture or gesture. This statue brings us the memory of the Buddha's supreme enlightenment, defeating the Mara. Mara is the personification of all the destructive, negative, unwholesome defilements. So if we were to be enlightened, these defilements that we are having in our mind are to be uprooted. Once we uproot these defilements, then we achieve enlightenment. So this is known as development of wisdom. Then we also have the Buddhist statues in teaching position, Dhamma Chakka Mudra. And in fact, in our center, the Buddhist statue that you can see behind me is in a teaching posture. This is the unique exposition of the Buddha, which is the Four Noble Truths. It is only a supremely enlightened Buddha's teach the Four Noble Truths. So the Buddhist statues in teaching posture expound the Four Noble Truths. There are many other Buddhist statues in different gesture and communicating different Dhamma aspects to all walks of life. But if you were to take these four Buddhist statues, which I just mentioned, they together explain the Four Noble Truths and the Noble Eightfold Path. The Buddhist statue that represent non-violence, understanding, compassion, and that is the development of the virtue. The Buddhist statue that depicts the meditation, the concentration, this is the development of the mind. And the Buddhist statue that depicts the defeating the Mara, uprooting the defilements, this is the development of the wisdom. So these three, development of virtue, development of mind, and development of wisdom, are related to the Noble Eightfold Path. And the Buddhist statue that depicts the teachings of the Four Noble Truths cover entire Buddhist teachings. So Buddha images, they communicate the Dhamma. The purpose of building the huge Buddha statues is to propagate the Dhamma. Now, let's ask the question. Why do Buddhists keep a Buddha statue at home? There are some people who keep the Buddha statues at home for aesthetic beauty. When they look at the Buddha statues, they feel so calm, serene, peaceful. They look so beautiful. So for that purpose, they keep the Buddha statues at home. Not only Buddhists, but there are also non-Buddhists who do not follow the path of the Buddha, but still they keep the Buddha statues at home because they value the aesthetic beauty of the statues. There is another group of people who keep the Buddha statues at home and they have a different understanding. For these people, they keep the Buddha statue at home to have protection, to ward off evil, or to have good luck and prosperity. This is a serious misunderstanding. Just because you keep a Buddha statue at home, it does not mean that you are protected or your house is protected. Buddha statues do not have any mystical power or magical power to protect you or your house. Just because you keep a Buddha statue at home, it does not mean the Buddha statue can ward off evil. That is another misunderstanding. Just because you keep a Buddha statue at home, it does not mean that you will have good luck and prosperity. So these are misunderstanding, probably due to lack of Dhamma knowledge. But a Buddha statue can be instrumental and inspirational for a follower of the Buddha to practice the Dhamma in a such a way to have protection, to ward off evil, and to have prosperity. Now, the Buddha teach the ethical principles. The purpose of practicing the five precepts is to keep you away from evil, at the same time encourage you to do good. If you follow the ethical principles taught by the Buddha, and then you are protected here. You are protected socially because you are not doing anything evil in the society. So society will protect you. You are protected karmically because you are not doing anything evil. So there's no way that you will get the negative karmic consequences as a result of your behavior. And you are protected legally because in every country, law and order will protect those law-abiding people. So when you uphold ethical righteous principles taught by the Buddha, and you will be protected here. A Buddha statue can be inspirational here for you to follow that path This is the meaning when Buddha says, Dhammo have rakkati dhammachari. One who practices the Dhamma will be protected by the Dhamma itself. You also can ward off evil by following the Dhamma. Now, Buddhism teach evil beings and evil forces will take root when the mind is negative, destructive, unwholesome, and miserable. Buddhism teach the development of human mind. And when the mind is developed in a wholesome way, positive way, there's no way for the evil forces or evil beings to take root in your mind. So Buddhist statue here can be inspirational for you to develop a wholesome mind. Again, as Buddha teach, prosperity is not something that we can achieve through prayers, through chanting, or through mantras. But the prosperity is to be achieved following a practical path that leads to success. In Vyagyapadyasutta, the Buddha very clearly mentions, if someone were to achieve the material success, and he has to work diligently, work hard diligently here. And the second factor is that we need to avoid economic downfall. We need to avoid gambling, womanizing, and addiction to drugs and drinks and all those kind of unethical behavior, which can be economic downturn or downfall. Thirdly, the Buddha encouraged to have good friends, noble friends, who can encourage you and guide you to achieve the success in your life. Those friends who are good in nature and wise. Fourthly, the Buddha says that you need to have a lifestyle which is economically balanced lifestyle. Not too extravagant and not too miserly type of life, but a balanced life. So if you were to follow the teachings of the Buddha, for sure you can achieve the great success, but not through prayers, but by working hard diligently and following the advice. So the Buddhist statue can be a source of inspiration here for someone who wished to achieve the greater success. Some people also believe that before we keep a Buddhist statue at home, that statue has to be blessed by a monk or a nun. This is again a serious misunderstanding. Monks or nuns, no matter how virtuous and good are they are not in any position to bless the Buddha. Some people believe before we keep a Buddhist statue at home, we have to perform a ritual to open the eyes of the Buddhist statue. This is another misunderstanding. There's no ground for it in the Dhamma. And some people believe that if you were to keep a Buddhist statue, it has to be a solid one without any hollow space inside it. So these are misunderstandings and they do not have any validity in the Dhamma. So we cannot support these concepts from Dhamma point of view. Now, what is the purpose of keeping a Buddhist statue at home from Dhamma point of view? The real purpose of keeping a statue at home is to practice the Dharma. In our house, we have different places dedicated for different things. We have our kitchen where we cook our food. We have dining room where we have our food. We are very conscious about our health, and we make sure that we take healthy foods to keep our body healthy. As much as healthy food is necessary for a healthy and strong body, healthy thoughts are also important and necessary for a healthy and strong mind. Shrine is the place where you feed your mind with healthy thoughts, with positive, wholesome thoughts, so mind becomes healthy and strong. When your body is dirty, smelly, you have a place in your house to wash it and keep it clean. That is your bathroom, washroom. But not only the body, mind also becomes dirty, smelly, and sometimes it is full of a lot of rubbish. We need a place to wash our mind, clean it. Shrine is the place where we clean our mind. In some houses, there is a designated room or place for exercises. For some people go out to a gym or somewhere else because we want to have a strong body. Not only body needs exercises, but our mind also needs exercises. Mental cultivation, mental practices are very important from the Buddhist point of view. Shrine is the place where you exercise your mindfulness, where you train your mind to have boundless love and compassion. You have a bedroom at your home. When you are very tired, when you want to have your privacy, you will go there and lie down and let the body relax. But there are occasions your mind is very tired. Your mind needs some rest. It is agitated. Shrine is the place where you let your mind to rest, cool down, make it calm. So friends, having a Buddhist statue at home, like in a small shrine, will be greatly beneficial for a Dhamma practitioner. If you have a shrine at home, what are the things that you can do? One of the most effective practice is devotional practices. We should understand that they are not simply rites and rituals that need to be followed with blind faith, but rather Buddhist practices are to be done with understanding. Then only it can lead you to practice the Dhamma. When you have a shrine, you can practice the Buddhist devotional practices, such as prostrating and paying homage to the Buddha. This will have a lot of psychological effects by transforming yourself. This will develop your faith in the Buddha. This will develop a lot of respect towards the Buddha. As a result of this practice, you will anchor your belief and faith towards the Buddha, and as a result, you will follow his teaching. Reciting the virtue of the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha is highly recommendable, and all the Buddhist practitioners do that. When we reflect the great virtue of the Triple Gems, and then it will encourage us to follow the Triple Gems, not out of blind faith, but with understanding. A Buddhist practitioner also can offer light, incense, and flowers, even though they are not compulsory, and they have their own significance. But when you offer them, you should do it with understanding, and you must reflect the deeper meaning. Virtue is represented by incense. These are the beautiful human qualities that we can develop in our heart, which are encouraged by the Buddha. Development of virtue. Flowers that give us the understanding of impermanence. Flowers easily wither away. So that gives us the insight that everything else are dynamic and they are in a flux of arising and passing away, a form of energy. They are not static. So they are changing. And this is the key to wisdom. The light itself is the enlightenment and wisdom. So these offerings have got symbolic meaning and we need to reflect them. And also of someone who practices devotional practices may ask or seek the forgiveness for the mistake that person did. Yeah, of course, the forgiving oneself for the mistake, having self-compassion here, and then dedicating oneself, imprint of the Triple Gem, to make amendment and move forward on the right path. So this is self-forgiving and self-counseling. And also, we use this shrine to make our spiritual aspirations and set up our spiritual goals. We also share the merits. So these are skillful means that are adopted by Buddhist practitioners throughout centuries, and they have remarkable benefit. They can change us. They can make us change internally, and eventually the transformation will take effects. Another thing that shrine can be used for meditation. Meditation is very important. When you have a Buddhist statue in a shrine, by looking at a Buddhist statue, you can develop Buddhanusati. Recollecting, reflecting 9 great virtues of the Buddha. Or you can practice any other kinds of meditations like loving kindness or breathing in and out, or any kind of meditation. So shrine is the place where you can develop a wholesome mind. We also can use the shrine for Dhamma reflection. You can go to your shrine and dedicate time to read a Dhamma book and reflect. Or you can select a sutta and read it in English and reflect it. Or if you want to do the chanting of the sutta, you can do that, but reflect its meaning. You have to understand what you are chanting. Otherwise, it's no point of chanting without understanding. So Dhamma reflection is another aspect a practitioner can use a shrine. And also, there can be occasions where you feel down, you feel lost. And in such kind of occasions, when you face miseries, calamities, problems in life, and shrine is the place where you can seclude yourself, look at the Buddha statue, and reflect the virtue of the Buddha, reflect how Buddha faced such calamities, and the problems in life, and how Buddha reacted in such occasions, and try to get inspiration from the Buddha and use the Dharma to overcome the challenges. And with the Dharma, and you can face any challenge in the world if you have this understanding and if you have practice. So having a shrine at home is very important. And if you can have it, and you must use it for the Dharma practice. Now, I have come to the end of this talk. I will ask the same question. Do Buddhist statues have power? Buddhist statues do not have any mystical power or hidden magical power within the statues themselves. Believing such a thing is illusion, hallucination, and misunderstanding. Buddha statues themselves are very powerful in communicating the Dharma. Statues themselves communicate deep, profound teachings of the Buddha very silently. Real power is within the human mind. By practicing the path of the Buddha, which is the Dharma, we can generate the real power in the human mind, which is positive, constructive, and wholesome, which will bring happiness in this life, which will bring happiness in lives to come. And eventually, this power hidden within our mind can help us to break through the delusion and attain full enlightenment. So the purpose of having a Buddhist statue at home to generate the spiritual power within our mind. This much is enough as a talk. So we can open this as a for Q&A.